Well, the sires on Saturday. Capital Gain is a strong local hope in the race for Paul Butterworth, who joins us. Morning to you, Paul.
How you going, Andrew?
Good to talk to you, mate. Looks a nice type. Plenty to learn going into the future, but giving you plenty right now.
Yeah, he's a big raw bugger that's got plenty of ability, and he's just starting to put it together now. He sort of gets out the back, relies on a little bit of luck, but he attacks the line strong late.
That's the one thing I've noticed, mate. I don't know whether you can, but you'd love to improve just jumping out of the barrier, just a little bit quicker.
Yeah, he jumps okay, but then he just sort of, he's a big relaxed sort of horse. He just likes to lope into stride. I'd love him just to jump up into the bridle and make things a bit easier for us. But the key to him is to get him to the in a position where we can get to the outside. There's no point driving him up the fence, because once he picks up the bridle, he's got a high cruising speed, and he can sort of, we need to work into the race sort of through those mid stages and allow him to finish off.
Just get him wide and let him really run into the race.
That's the key, especially at Eagle Farm. We don't want him caught up. We just get him out in the open spaces from the 600 to 500, and let him. He chases down anything in track work, and he's a pretty handy horse. I think he's got group run ability.
So much discussion, Paul, about Eagle Farm. At least you know your horse can get around that track.
Yeah, he's worked on it a few times, the course proper, and he's also raced there twice and handled it. Look, ideally, you'd like to be on a good track, but my horse definitely handles Eagle Farm, no problems.
Yeah. Now, last time at the Sunny Coast, there was some issues out of it with the ride of Ryan Plum. Have I got it right? I want to say Jeff Lloyd, but there's certainly a jockey change this week.
Jim Byrne goes on.
Jim Byrne. Okay, my apologies there. I knew I had a new name there, but... I mean, Jim has got the experience, hasn't he, of carnival racing and getting amongst it?
Absolutely, and he's flying at the minute. He's riding probably as good as anyone up here in the Brisbane Carnival anyway. And we had some offers from Craig Williams and Mark Zara, but the owners and myself decided to stick with Jim. He's a local fella, and I'm sure he'll get the job done for us.
Do you feel off running on that Sunny Coast on the Heavy 8 that, you know, off track work maybe this morning that... He's showing you the good signs?
He worked the best he's ever worked this morning. Jim had his first feel of him. Come in full of praise. And, he's a pretty handy horse. And he worked up. He gave his mate sort of 9 lengths on cornering at Doomben course proper and picked him up at the 100 and put him away pretty comfortable. So,
sure.
Look, he's definitely going the right direction. I think he's improved. You need to when you're going into these sort of races.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us a little bit about Paul Butterworth.
Actually, as a cattle mate, only started with horses sort of 10 years ago and moved up to Brisbane and started working with Barry Miller. And then I moved back to Melbourne and started. I was with Bart Cummings, actually Strat View to win a Melbourne Cup in 2008, and then went on to be Paddy Payne's foreman for a few years before I moved back up here with my wife and started training in my own right.
How many do you train?
We've got 25 on the books at the minute, so 11 yearlings included in that. So it's been a slow grind. I started with one and been buying sort of cheap horses, and luckily they've been doing the job for me. And now we're at a stage we can go to the sales and buy horses that, you know, that we want to take home and can spend a little bit of money. So I think things are going the right way.
Well, he's right in Saturday's race, Capital Gain, mate. I hope he runs right up to his best and we can see him there in the size produce. Thanks to you. Thanks for your time, mate.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Paul Butterworth there. High expectations with a highly promising 2-year-old gelding called Capital Gain.